Hello and welcome to our to inner healer. I almost forgot which class it is. Oh my goodness, it's our inner healer gathering. For a timestamp, it is February 20th, and I literally have 3 more days and then I move. It's happened so fast and time has been flying by, and it's been incredibly crazy and also insightful too, because I'm looking at everything and I'm like, how much of this stuff am I gonna really use? And then I'm thinking, I'll probably this is gonna be the year of more downsizing, because even when I got into this house, I just felt like the downsizing, like everything was just too much and I was giving so much stuff away. And I feel like that's gonna happen again because this is a big timeline shift. So it'll be like, anything that I thought I was attached to is going to have no relevance. I could feel it already. It's going to be like, nope, just get rid of it. You don't need that anymore. That type of stuff. Except, of course, my art supplies. So the energies are just really very intensified, and it's really up to us to create the opportunity for our nervous system to find its calm, right? Because these energies are so fast. They're so fast moving. An example, and you can play with this yourself, an example of that would be the other day. Well, it wasn't the other day, it was a couple days ago. Somebody had told me about a bad car accident, and then the next day I was going to drop off some stuff at Savers, which is like a thrift store. I was going to drop some stuff off there. And on the way to Savers, I saw this really horrific accident. I was like, wow, look at that. That two cars involved, really bad accident. And then I thought, wow, that's very interesting that that story of the accident has now manifested in a reality of an accident. Thank goodness it's not my accident, but it manifested in a reality. And then that night I went home, and at one point I was looking at answering some Instagram messages, and then scrolled after looking at something on Instagram, scrolled. And what was I getting? Accidents, crazy, horrific accidents that people took pictures of with their video cams and stuff. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's not a timeline I want to be in, right? So the awareness that I was holding that somehow I had activated that timeline of that person's story of the accident, and it was in my feed, my personal timeline, my personal energetic feed for the day, was not good. And but it, I was so conscious and so aware of it that I was able to shift out of it, right? And how we do that is to hold awareness to it and say, I do not consent. That is not a timeline that I desire to interact with. I do not consent. I do not consent to having an accident because I'm unconsciously playing this out. I do not consent. And also the reminder to self that we need to be more present, more aware in our thinking, in how we are navigating our reality so that we're not creating something that we don't want to have happen, right, to us, because we can do that very easily without an awareness to what it is that we're actually creating. So we want to really pay attention to where our thoughts are going and not allow ourselves to create haphazardly, which brings us to why we have always done the nighttime mantra, right? That mantra that I ask the momentum of my thoughts to slow so I can enter sleep state. I ask to be on the highest timeline available to me, and I demand all new realities upon waking tomorrow morning. The reason we do that is because we're wanting to create that as our final focus. Hey, Lorraine, we're wanting to create that as our final focus for our nighttime manifestation, for our nighttime story, because what ends up happening is we'll go into the creation of whatever it is we're thinking about in the next day. Okay. So if you're thinking about something, if we're thinking about something that happened, right? Let's say Beth comes home in a bad mood and she's grouchy and grumpy, and then it rubs off on me, and then all I'm thinking about is yeah, I can't wait to get out of here. This is, ridiculous. She's in such a bad mood, blah, 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 blah. Then the next day, I'm going to just wake up and be in that same cycle with what's taking place as I'm creating that in my reality, right? Because if you go back a couple classes, we talked about how your subconscious, unconscious mind creates the reality. So the reality that we're all seeing now is the reality is collapsing from 2020. It had to take this long because not everybody was on board with wanting it to collapse. Not everybody was on board with allowing for it to fall, right? So this is where we have to up level our frequency so that we're not creating some kind of a negative circumstance that then plays out into the reality that we are living in and experiencing. Okay. So it's something that we have to really keep in our mind that we're not going to sleep with the events of the day, which is why I always say try not to look at social media last thing at night. Try not to watch anything scary or watch anything that's like a murder or anything like that, because you're just going to have that kind of day the next day. It's going to just impact you. And so it was very, very telling that someone told the story of the car accident. Then the next day, I actually saw the car accident. And then that day, the whole day in my feed was nothing but like dash cam recordings of these horrific, horrific car accidents. And I thought, I don't want this to be my reality, but look at how fast it's being created, right? So we have to take control of that and not allow for that. Okay, it's really important that we don't allow for that. And be conscious to what is transpiring. And in the same likeness, if we wake up from, let's say, a dream that we can't resolve, right? And I know that some of you have had these kinds of dreams that you can't resolve or that feels somewhat fearful, right? Maybe you've dreamt about something that happens to somebody that you love, and you're like, no, I don't want that to happen, right? But it's not actually that the dream is telling you it's going to happen. The dream is helping to close out that timeline that can't happen because the version of the person is a higher level version of themselves in this reality. But you're so focused in fear of that timeline that you're so focused on it that you're going to create and manifest that as your reality in this current state if you're not careful. Does that make sense to everybody? Because when we wake up from a dream, the first thing we think, because it's what we've been trained to believe, right? All these millennia that we've been alive, is that dreams are, like dreams are real or dreams are truth or whatever. And that's never been the case. Dreams are how we're either working out a scenario, right? In our timeline, or how we are not working out that timeline. Now, I remember when I was married to my ex-husband, Pete, and I did Reiki on him the first time. And I was like, oh, I feel like you were in the Civil War and you got shot in the shoulder. And he said to me, yeah, he said, I have a horrible, horrible time with my left shoulder. He said, I have recurrent dreams that I was shot in the shoulder. He said, so what you're saying makes sense. And he was very, very attached to the Civil War time period. Okay, so I saw that in his field. Now, healing for him could have happened easily, and he could have resolved the pain in his shoulder very easily if he could have made peace with the idea that he might have been shot in the shoulder in the Civil War and that's how he died. Or that's how he became incapacitated, couldn't use his shoulder or he couldn't use his arm or whatever, right? But sometimes we're having these symptoms in a physical, and it pertains to an old timeline that's still in our field that we haven't resolved. We could be having dreams about it, but we have not resolved it. And so we bring it back into the physical and just keep anchoring it until the pain gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And then we finally have to resolve it by saying that I don't claim this pain in my body, right? I do not consent to this pain in my body. I do not. I know my body is in the process of healing, and I am not going to get in the way of my body's healing. How do we get in the way of the body healing? We become a victim to the pain. We become a victim to it. And then we attach to it and we associate to the pain. And then we seek out ways and means of resolving the pain outside of ourselves. You're just in a cycle of abuse. You're not going to resolve the pain going to the doctor or going to someone else and trying to get somebody to do something for you that you can do for yourself. You know, one of the things that is a really big misnomer out there in the spiritual community is that people have spontaneous healings. I know I've had this conversation with a few of you where people are under the impression that they're going to go to a practitioner and have a spontaneous healing, and that, you know, their issue is going to resolve. But here's the thing that people don't know, most people don't know, and people that do know might not tell you. A spontaneous healing is a prearranged soul contract. It's a prearranged soul agreement. It's an agreement between those two parties for the spontaneous healing. Both of them are to gain something from it. It doesn't just happen willy-nilly, right? It happens because there's a soul contract for it. There's something to gain. When the person that's having the spontaneous healing is meant to wake up from it, is meant to have greater consciousness from it. But if they don't take that in that way, they're not going to have a spontaneous healing. I remember years ago, probably 2018, somebody had sent the owner of a very popular spiritual store here on Long Island to me for healing. She was in stage four cancer. And I said to her, she said to me, I'm looking for healing, you know, stage four. She was like end stage. They had told her basically like every option ran out. She chose not to do any chemo. The whole duration of the cancer that she's had, chose not to do any chemo and only chose natural and allopathic medicines. And, you know, finally, like she's out of time. She's out of time. And comes to me and sits in front of me and says to me, you know, I'm looking for healing. I'm looking for somebody that's going to be able to help me beat this cancer. And I thought, wow, she's seriously been misled by whoever she's been dealing with, because for the first thing I would have done, and I know there are people out there that would be like, how could you say this? Why would you do this? The first thing I would have done was had her go on chemo. Let's get you some support, and then let's make the chemo magical and shift your thoughts surrounding it, and then we'll create a pathway to healing the body, right? But at a stage four cancer and somebody who's already in victim consciousness and can't get out of victim consciousness, nothing is going to help them, right? Because they're not believing themselves empowered through their healing. They're believing that somebody else has to come along and heal them because they're not enough. So if your perception is that you're not enough, let me ask you a question. Do you think you're going to have a spontaneous healing? No. How could you? Your vibration is too low to begin with. You're in victim consciousness. There's no way you're going to get a spontaneous healing being in victim consciousness. It's just not going to happen. The two cannot be together, right? We've talked about this in the past too. You cannot find the solution while you're standing in the problem. If you want the solution, which is the very high level spontaneous healing, get out of the problem, get out of the victim consciousness, and step into the healing mind, right? This is where we have failed ourselves in the game of healing and thinking that, somebody else is going to come along and is going to heal us. It doesn't work that way. That's a soul contract. Well, this person, and I explained my philosophy on healing, and she wasn't happy about that. And I told her the ways in which I wanted to work with her to shift what she was doing and help her. And we would use all the tools and whatever else, but she had to be down for everything that I wanted to throw at her and put her way. And she wasn't down with that. She wanted to get on a table and have me do Reiki on her and heal her. And I was like, that's not how this is going to work, because you're in victim mode. You need to take responsibility for your healing. Well, I have. I've been doing all of this holistic healing. And I said, yes, but you've been doing that healing in the hopes that somebody doing the healing on you is going to help you. That does not work. So if you have pain in your body, the only one that's going to heal you is you, right? If you have a locked up knee, the only one that's going to heal you is you. I've had that many times. Why? Because energy gets stuck. Joints in the body, whether it's an elbow or a knee or an ankle, represents restriction, represents limitation, represents resistance, right? Represents ego, pride, stubbornness, all the stuff that we don't like, those words we don't like. That's what it holds. Okay? So if you have some kind of illness in the body, it's up to us. It's up to you to work through the illness that you're feeling in the body. Now, this person passed away. This person didn't last much longer. I think she made it another month or something. But as we all know, we've seen through my people in England, when you are desiring to heal and you're realizing and recognizing you must be the conduit for your own healing. That was a stage four cancer. She was diagnosed with stage four cancer. The results showed it was throughout her whole entire body. Right? What did I do? I suggested chemo because I know the chemo will at least be some kind of hope, right? That if what I'm doing with her, if that doesn't work, the chemo will work, right? So we already have a little bit of hope going. We know how I feel about the word hope. I don't like it as much as I like the word faith. But if you don't have hope, you can at least have faith. And then when you get really good at faith, you throw faith to the side and you just have a sense of knowing. I just know, right? Now I'm going through this move. So it started out in my right knee. And I could not stand up. I couldn't walk. My knee was constantly hurting me. And I was like, oh, I'm going to chalk it up to the weather, going up and down the basement stairs for packing 1,001 times. And I'm creating a new timeline. I'm moving the timeline, the resistance in that right knee that doesn't want to go to Florida because it's not looking forward to the heat, even though it knows it's going to be in a good place, not looking forward to the heat. And I was like, let's get out of the head with that. Let's get away with that. And then the right knee started, right? Right knee started acting up. But I know it's resistance points. Right? I know it's resistance, and I know it's where I'm holding any kind of fear toward moving forward in an unknown way, right? Because at the end of the day, it's just me. I'm not in a relationship where I could rely on my significant other and say, hey, I need a pep talk today or whatever, right? It's just when you're in that position where it's just you and you're all alone and you're walking through it alone, it's a lot. It's a lot. That's why I don't get mad at Beth, because she's not where I am, can't, not flowing through where I am. And I know for her, it's really bad. At least me, I have an understanding of the work and the flow and everything else. So I'm doing it, right? We're doing it. It's why I don't get mad. It's why I don't get upset. So, but the knee, the knees. And then there was one night where my left foot just went into this cramp. I couldn't straighten it out, couldn't straighten out the ankle, couldn't get, it was like, okay, what is happening here, right? Does that foot not want to come out of the past? It doesn't want to come out of this past to go into my little future that I'm heading to, right? So all of this energy that's playing in the body, if we feed into it and we feed into the more mental part of it, which is the victim consciousness of it, we're going to create more of it. We're just going to keep perpetuating knee issues. Right now, both of my knee issues are pretty much resolved. The left one occasionally wants to act out, it wants to talk back to me, but the right one is completely gone because I worked through the energy of it. But if we're not doing that, we're just going to keep perpetuating it. It's going to keep getting worse until we have to see a doctor. And then there's, no hope with any other treatment and then cortisone shots and all this other stuff. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do, your body knows exactly what it needs to do to fix itself, right? And in these higher frequencies, and I'm going to tell you, we're about to kick it up a notch. We're kicking it up as we head to the end of March and head right into April. These energies are going to go higher. And then we're going to see it shift again and go higher in June again. Got to get on board. You got to get on board. You got to get on board with the self-talk. You got to get on board with letting go of the limiting beliefs. Got to get on board with understanding that your body is trying to come with you into these higher states of consciousness. And if it doesn't, we have to go. Right? If the body doesn't come with us, we can't stay on the planet. So it's up to us to take care and maintain, right? We have to do a good job with that. So when you're feeling the struggle of something coming up in your reality where you're feeling the pain in your body, you have to ask, hey, universe, show me. What can I do? Universe, show me. Bring me a resolution for this. Okay. This last almost 2 years I've been in this house, I have had this significant pain with this right shoulder, significant. Sometimes I can't lift it up. The pain radiates down my arm. Very, very painful in my shoulder. It started when we first moved into this house and my cat Chester was like annoying the heck out of me, the in, the out, the in, the out. And finally, I got to the point the other day where it's like, hey, I want to be able to just be free with my arms and not have the problem anymore. And I'm like, all right, I keep doing the best I can with it, but there's got to be something else, universe, show me. And then in my feed on Instagram, again, coming out of a conversation, talking to somebody, in my feed, there's this young boy and he's holding this rope stretched out in front of him. And there's a woman coaching him, and she's like, okay, lift your arms, tighten that, tighten it, make believe you're pulling the rope out to the sides, keep going, lift him higher, right? And he takes his arms right back around. Well, you see me do that with my arms? I couldn't do that. My shoulder was so locked up, but I said, you know what? This is worth a try. It's worth a shot. I read the whole bottom part of it, right? The comments and stuff like that. And it seemed like it pertained to exactly what I was needing. Well, I did that 2 times and my shoulder is significantly improved. It's like 75% improved, right? What did I do? I asked the universe to show me, but then I have to I have to stay present and receive what the universe is sending my way and use it, right? Because if I don't do that, what am I doing? I'm encouraging victim mentality. I'm encouraging victim consciousness. Right? We have to do that. It's like when I was working with Linda with the cancer, and she's the one in England. And I had made her a recording of a meditation for when she went in to receive the chemo. And she used it every single day, every time she went in, faithfully, every time she went in. And then when she was home from the chemo treatment, she still listened to it, imagining how the chemo was going in and the light and everything. That she finally used it so many times that she said to me, "I feel like it's not doing anything anymore. Can you make me something new? Can you make me a new meditation?" Because she had up-leveled beyond that meditation, right? But she worked it. It wasn't like I did anything. She did the work on it. So we have to look at the ways that in which we're trying to heal, because I'm telling you, these frequencies that we are in, and I know you guys are feeling it, they are taking no prisoners. If we're not paying attention, if we're not staying hydrated, right? And I'm not talking about drinking excessive amounts of water. I'm talking about just drinking enough water that you're gonna satisfy your thirst, okay? Making sure you're getting rest, right? Supporting yourself with good food. Stuff that you enjoy eating, not eating something for the sake of what somebody told you you should eat because it would be in your highest best good, because we do that too. And then we're, somebody said to me, "Hey, chia seed pudding is really, really good. You should try eating it." I did. I can't digest it. It does not digest well in my system. I cannot eat it. So I'm not going to eat it for the sake of eating it because somebody said it was one of the best foods I could eat, right? We have to know what nourishes ourselves. Now, for those of you that love to play with herbals, that love to play with teas, raspberry leaf, right? Red raspberry leaf, great for digestion, right? And it really helps to stabilize the body. Assists and supports with weight loss. That's one that's really good. If you like oat straw has a sweetness to it. That's another really good one. It modulates the hormones and it really can have a calming effect. Nettle is very, very, very filled with minerals. It tastes a little swampy, I'm not gonna lie. It's like you went and you took your bucket, you went down to the swamp and you just filled your bucket and then you come back and you're drinking some swamp water. I'm not gonna lie, right? That it does taste a little swampy, it's a little get used to. But if you throw a pinch of peppermint into it while you're infusing it, it's lovely. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite herbal infusions, okay? Red clover, right? Red clover is another one, immune boosting. I love it. It's a cancer preventative, not dandelion. Dandelion does not prevent cancer, right? Dandelion is good liver support. That's its first job is liver support. But red clover definitely helps with immune boosting, ca cancer prevention, okay? There's so many out there. There's so many out there that you could choose, that you could make a rotation, right? Have a rotation of like five different ones and just rotate them on a regular basis. Alfalfa is another one. Very mineralized, right? That's another one. It's got a sweetness to it. So, and of course, you can mix a variety of them. How do you do this? How do you make the infusion? Well, some people don't like to have, a strong tea, and that's fine. You can just buy some tea. Either you could buy the herb loose and make your tea from the loose herbs, just like you'd make any tea. Or you could make a strong herbal infusion. You take a 32-ounce bowl jar and you fill it with about an ounce of herb, okay? Some people do less. I've heard people tell me I would never use an ounce. That's a little overkill. Well, everybody has their level of tolerance, right? Especially on something like nettle. Some people like to do it by the tablespoon, to do 2 tablespoons or 3 tablespoons. I use the ounce. So an ounce of herb, and then you take boiling hot water and you fill the jar with the boiling hot water. I like to use bamboo chopsticks as my stirrer, so I'm not stirring with metal or plastic. So I use bamboo chopsticks and I stir it up. And then I put a cap on it, I put it to the side, and I let it steep overnight, 10 to 12 hours. And then in the morning, of course, you have to strain it, but then you have a lovely tea. You can drink it all day. You can either warm it up on the stove and drink it as a tea, or you can just sip on it the whole day as a nice room temperature type of tea. If it's something like hibiscus, which is also really good for the body, it's good for the blood, it's got a lot of vitamin C in it. That hibiscus, and you want to make like a summer cocktail out of it, then you can throw a couple ice cubes in it, maybe put a little bit of honey in it, and then you have a nice summertime drink. But these are all the types of stuff that we can do for our body so that we're having a better experience in our body, right? We could use rose hips, right? We can make a combination of infusions and use a little bit of a couple of the different ones that I've mentioned, okay? But this is the easiest way to get nutrients into the body, and so the body can feel satisfied. When we're having cravings, it's because the body's not satisfied. It's not being, the nervous system is not satisfied, right? We talked about nervous system herbs, the Nervine herbs last talk that we did. But this one, if we want to nurture the body, if we want to keep the body in good flow, I would recommend these herbs. I would recommend do the infusion. Again, if infusion is not your thing and you don't want to store loose herbs, I get it. Just buy some really high quality teas and you could do it that way. Okay, that would be really easy. But again, in these high frequencies that we're having, I mean, next month is March. March, we're going to have an eclipse. And the solstice. I think the first eclipse is the lunar eclipse, and it's a total lunar eclipse. And then right after that, we have the solstice. And then I think as we either at the end of March or the beginning of April, we have a partial solar eclipse. Okay. So we want to make sure that we're nurturing the body because these energies are super, super high. They're super high. All right. We're hearing it in our ears. We're feeling it buzzing. I know that there are times where many of you are feeling the buzzing in the body, right? And we'll feel that buzzing and we think it's our heart or we think it's something else. It is not. It is gamma. It is gamma energy running through you. It feels like you've been plugged into a socket and your whole body is buzzing, okay? And we have been receiving crazy downloads of gamma light frequency. The funny thing that I've been experiencing is I can't touch my phone these days because if I, and it's a thing that's going to happen to everybody, right? If I have my earbuds in, my regular earbuds that have a wire plugged into my phone, and I have my phone in my hand and I'm walking through the house, and then I touch my computer, I get an electrical shock, right? I get an electrical shock if I touch the cat, if I touch the chair, if I touch whatever I touch, I get an electrical shock. And what I've been noticing the last couple of nights is because the gamma is so high, it's working the nervous system, it's working the immune system, right? It's why we're seeing so many people getting sick again. Gamma is so high that at night, when my room is dark and I'm under the covers, if I move my hands under the cover, the light looks like a lightning effect taking place, right? I'm lighting up whatever it is that my hand is brushing against because the gamma is so high. It's like the static lightning that is coming, and it just keeps happening. If I roll over, my shoulder creates this lightning-like effect. Okay. So just remember that type of stuff, what we're going through, this is why we're feeling the way we're feeling. But if we're in resistance to just being in our life, it's going to be really uncomfortable. It's going to be really, really high. It's going to feel really bad because we're creating that dynamic. We're creating that opportunity as if that's how it has to be. It doesn't have to be that way, but we're creating that in our reality. So we want to get really clear and be like, wow, my body is becoming superhuman. I'm becoming my, whatever you want to say, my cosmic self, right? Yeah, Sue, that's definitely what happened to your laptop. You shorted it out. Yeah. Which is why when we're in that state, we have to really pay attention and we have to make opportunities to ground, to connect in, right? I was thinking of when I get to Florida, I was thinking of if it doesn't subside by me being able to go out on the earth and put my feet in the land. And I know you have this problem, Sue, because it's really cold by you too. But I was thinking that I'm going to buy one of those grounding sheets so that this way I can ground myself. And anybody that's having that problem that feels like they need to do that, get yourself a grounding sheet. It's really very helpful because we need to be in the body, but we're being zapped by such high levels of gamma that is super intensified, you know. All right. Anybody have any questions on that? Nick plugged in his computer and the cord started smoking. Yeah. I mean, everything is being affected. You know, even the computer systems are being affected by it, you know. And the higher we go, the more we're going to start to notice how supercharged we are. Right? Yeah. So we have to just really pay attention and be vigilant to what is transpiring. Very important. So,
So would roots be good to have right now? Like,
yeah, roots.
because they grow in the ground.
You know, anything that's root, a root type of plant. Yeah, as long as it's not something that sucks up heavy metals and heavy toxins and stuff like that, like seed oils, right? Like sunflowers. I love them, but I cannot eat sunflower seeds because sunflowers pick up the heavy metals in the soils. It's like they clean the soil. So, and it's one of the seed oils that is like a no-no to cook with or to have in your food. So we have to be careful. So yeah, root vegetables, root plants, that would be good.
Yeah, marshmallow's been coming to me in visions lately, so it wants to be in my field, I guess.
Yeah, marshmallow is good. You make a cold infusion out of
Yeah.
it. Yeah, and yeah, because anything else would just ruin it if you make it hot. It ruins it. But marshmallow is good. Marshmallow is a demulcent. It's very comforting. It's so you could ask why you're receiving that because maybe there's parts of the body that's going through gamma upgrades that feels inflamed. And because marshmallow is a demulcent root and it's very mucilaginous, it's soothing and calming to the body's organ system. It's what I would recommend for somebody that had like any kind of serious implication to their throat. like laryngitis, or even sometimes throat cancer, or radiation on the throat, or nodules on the throat. Marshmallow root is a good one for that, right? So yeah, if that's what's coming to you, absolutely. I would absolutely, and you can add it to something else that you're having too. Yeah. It's a great plant, marshmallow. But yeah, if you're feeling called to something, and you want a little extra information, you can always message me and I will try to help you out with it. Sometimes when we go to Google, we're getting conflicting information. Like I mentioned earlier with the whole thing with dandelion, the thing with herbal medicine is that we could take a plant and the plant could be a powerful, powerful plant like dandelion, but dandelion is really an ally for liver issues, right? It's the liver healer. Somewhere along the line, somebody pulled dandelion out and said dandelion is good for cancer. Now, dandelion is a superstar with liver. 20 items down under the list of what it could possibly benefit at the bottom on the 20th level is cancer, right? So, is it my number one go-to for cancer? Absolutely not. But if I'm making something for somebody that's for cancer treatment, probably throw some dandelion in there because I want to stimulate the liver. You see how that works? Right? I don't want to not use dandelion, but I want to assist or support whatever it is that I'm making that's going to find benefit in dandelion's ability to be a liver tonic. Okay, so that's how we use herbs. So we have to know a little bit. So if you're going to Google, and Google is the worst source, I would say try to pick a website that's an actual herbal website, right? Which is really kind of hard to do because I've Googled a couple times to see what's out there, and some of the websites are just not really good. And then it's the national NHI or something, that National Health Institute, that's crap, you want to go to a good source for plant information. So if you really like herbal medicine and you really like to work with plants, I would say then get yourself three books from three top level herbalists, okay? And use those three books as a reference for what you're going to be using. Okay, because you can get into trouble with plants. I've said this before. Foxglove is a beautiful plant, but the foxglove leaf is used to make digitalis, which is a heart medication. Now, if you eat one foxglove leaf, throwing it in your smoothie by mistake because you think you've picked something else, you're probably going to feel the palpitations and a very sped up heart rate from it. Not sure it would kill you, but if you put in two leaves, you might end up giving yourself a heart attack, right? So we kind of have to know what we're picking. And the problem is that with herbs, there's a lot of imposters out there, like coltsfoot looks just like dandelion, but it does something completely different. But let's say you are in a field where there's a lot of coltsfoot plants. You think they're dandelion, but you haven't looked to check the characteristics of the plant that you're harvesting. You could make yourself sick, right? So a lot of plants, Queen's Anne lace mimics yarrow. Now, you eat Queen's Anne lace and you'll get sick or die. Yarrow is a wound healer. If you saw a car accident and somebody was bleeding profusely and you saw yarrow on the side of the road, Go pick it, chew it up, spit it out, pack the wound, and it stops the bleeding immediately, right? But if you see a plant that looks like yarrow and you haven't identified that it's yarrow and you do that and it turns out to be Queensland lace, you might be needing assistance yourself, let's say, right? So we do have to have an understanding of the plants. And it's like nettle versus stinging nettle versus dead nettle versus the 10,000 other plants that look like nettle, right? We have to be careful with what it is that we're ingesting and what it is that we're bringing in, and that we're using for ourselves. Rob is saying in the movie Into the Wild, he misdiagnosed the seeds he was eating and it killed him. Oh, I never even saw that movie. That sounds interesting. So, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying, right? You don't want to pick a berry that you don't know what it is and then accidentally eat it, right? I would never do that, only because I don't trust myself enough with certain things in the, like, I know certain plants, right? Yarrow, I could go out and identify. Dandelion, I could go out and identify. And, I know the leaf structure. I know the botany of the plant well enough to know that that is the plant. But even then, I still would take out my plant guide, right? My botany guide, and just double check that the leaf structure is correct, because one bad plant, and it's just like Rob pointed out with that movie, you're not here anymore, right? So it's always better to be a little wiser than to not, okay? And that's really, I think, a good rule of thumb for any plant medicine. And even, let me just say this since we're on the topic, and then we're going to move on from the plant stuff. But even if let's say you say to me, I would love to order some of these herbs so I can make my own medicinal infusions and get the minerals and everything that I need from the herbs. Can you give me a recommendation for some of these companies? And I would be like, yeah, sure. You can use this company, that company, right? There's a whole bunch of them, Star West Botanicals, Mount Rose Herbs. Like, there's a whole bunch of them out there that you could go to. There's some good reputable sellers on Etsy too, right? Tame the Wild, I think, is one. But the problem is when you're doing that, you're also relying on someone else to have wildcrafted to harvest the plants correctly. Now, if you are buying from a reputable plant dealer like Mountain Rose Herbs or Star West Botanicals, or there's 1,001 out there, and you get dandelion root, and every time you get dandelion root, you smell it, it smells like dandelion root. Right? It's got a very earthy smell to it. It smells like dandelion root. And every time you get nettle, nettle smells like a field of greens. And you get that nettle and it is green, right? Not bright green, but really just a beautiful green. And it smells so rich and green. And then you get oat straw, and oat straw, it's like gold, it's flaxen. It looks like it's a little straw looking. And you smell it, and it smells sweet, and it smells just like so yummy, right? You get these plants, and you start to work with them, and you start to know them, and you're using this plant over and over and again, and you know the plants because you're buying it from a reputable place. But there might come a time, and it happened to me, there might come a time where you buy your plant matter, right? Just like any other time, and you get a bag of herbs and it's labeled nettle and it's not green. And you look and you're like, why is this brown looking? And then you open it up and you smell it and you're like, that doesn't smell like a field of green. Must not be nettle. And then you contact the company and you say to them, hey, I received a bag. It's lot number this. Can you check on this? Because it does not smell or look like nettle. And then they're like, oh my goodness, we packaged the packages wrong. That's actually this go to cola or something, some other herb that's brown, right? That's more pungent smelling. Oh my goodness, we package go to cola as if it was nettle, right? We have to properly identify our herbs and know what it is that we're working with, right? So it's very important to do that. So if there's any interest in that, I'm happy to talk more about herbals with you. We can do a session and I can share with you or teach you or help you figure out what would be in your best interest, how to make it, whatever, how to know herbs or whatever. Or I could create some kind of herbal class or something. I mean, I had one in person a couple years back, years ago. I stopped doing that because it wasn't really worth my time to do it, but we could certainly do that. So if there's any interest, you guys can email me or message me and let me know if you'd like more of that. Be happy to do that. But so as far as taking care of the body is concerned, these are all great ways for us to work with the body, and there's nothing better than bringing in plant medicine to be able to do that, as opposed to going and taking any kind of over-the-counter medicines, right? If we have a headache, we can certainly create a blend through the herbs and make ourselves a tea that can help navigate the headache so that we don't have to take an aspirin or we don't have to take Advil, right? But we have to have a desire to put that in motion and create that for ourselves. Always important to understand that there are so many different opportunities for us to use natural remedies for what is taking place with us that we don't have to go outside of ourselves for healing. Okay. All right. So if you missed the first half of the class, I suggest you go back and listen to it because I was talking about how to work with the pain in your body to counteract it and our thoughts and how these energies are allowing for us to very, very quickly manifest, and in some situations, things we might not want. So we have to be very diligent with that, very, very careful that we're not manifesting something that is not to our liking. Okay. All right, dreams. Let's do some stuff with dreams. So dreams are really, really interesting these days. Many of us are going to get visitations if we haven't already started getting visitations. I know I have been. I was walking hand in hand with a guide in my dream as I was waking up this morning. And they were talking to me and telling me not to be afraid of what I was about to embark on next. And they usually come in and do that. I mean, they did that when COVID was coming. And it was this very wise, ancient Asian individual that came in and called me by some other name and said, "You must not be afraid." And it was like a month before COVID went down. And they were like, "You must not be afraid. Okay. You will be okay. Everything will be okay. Do not be afraid." And it was very interesting to watch that happening. Now I'm having that happen again, okay, as I'm embarking on this next journey. Now it's not that we're gonna have a COVID incident or anything like that again, but it must be something that I'm here to do, and maybe it has something to do with the galactics and contact or something like that. So I don't know. But there's like 1,001 different possibilities for that, right? And so dreams are very important right now because a lot of us, many of us, are going to be closing out timelines in our dreams. Okay. Be very, very careful. If you have not closed out a timeline consciously, you may find yourself interacting in alternative timelines in your dream state. Because What's happening is you're being given opportunities to see different scenarios or circumstances to what is happening in your current reality that maybe you're not paying attention to, that you need to be present for, but you're not, because you're not seeing what is transpiring. Okay. So it's really important that we are really paying attention to our dream state, because we're going to be doing a lot more work in the dream state. If you have an experience where more than one in your family are having the same dream, just look at that as, information, let's say. Because it doesn't mean that that's a bad thing, that something bad is happening, or that something needs to be done, or you have to connect with that person, whatever. It just might be a timeline that's coming to an end, and you're all showing up together to close it, right? Because that's just how powerful we are right now. If you're seeing a negative timeline in your dream state that you don't like, right? Somebody had mentioned in an email I had gotten where they saw their someone significant in their family that was very dear to them suddenly have a relapse with drugs or alcohol or something, and they had a dream about it, right? It does not mean that that person is going to have that again. It might mean that you have finally cleared that timeline where that has the potential to happen again. Okay. We have to get very, very clear and not assume, because when we're assuming something, we're making an assumption to the reality. And then if we're making an assumption to the reality, what part of ourselves are we making the assumption from? Are we making the assumption from our state of presence, from our conscious state? Or are we making the assumption from an unconscious, subconscious part of ourselves? The unconscious subconscious. Right? Because the conscious us knows that there would not be a snowball's chance in hell that we're going backwards to that. We don't have to choose that, but we will choose that if we have not received that experience, that lesson, and closed it out, right? How many times do we want to get hit in the head and go, "Oh God, I how did I not see that coming?" Right? And then we look and we go, "Oh, you know why? Because it's a different person, a different circumstance, a different situation, a different event, a different whatever," right? We have to start seeing everything that it with so much clarity, so much clarity that we do not let ourselves get fooled again. Okay, very important. That's very important that we're paying attention to that. Because that when that happens and we're not standing in our presence and we're allowing for others to be more important than we are, that's when we're creating the anomalies in our body. That's when we're creating the idea that, that the pain is never going to go away or life is never going to get better. But that's the furthest thing from our truth. Because if you look at the reality that we're living in a simulation. And as I explained when we first got on the call, all you have to do is have a thought. You have to have one thought, that thought be unresolved in your mind, in your heart, in your field, and you're going to take that thought and you're going to manifest it into reality in some way, shape, or form, because the energies are just too fast right now. Okay. They're just too fast. So if the thought that you're having is not a good thought, it requires attention to what we are thinking and putting out broadcasting into the reality. Because again, as I said, I don't know if it was last class or the class before that, what's happening in your reality right now is a byproduct of the thoughts you thought a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. It's not a byproduct of the thought you're having now. Although we can do that. It's like my scenario with the car, right? Where we can have the thought and we have it now. And then right now happens. And then we see it broadcast through our phone, on Instagram, through messages from people, right? When I made the decision to move to Florida, Joe said to me, "Oh, that's great. I know you love horses. You can just get a horse and keep him on the property because this 5 acres is enough land, right, to do that." And then I started thinking about that and I was like, "Oh, could I actually do that? Like, could I have a horse again? Like, I haven't had a horse since I was 16." I'm like, "Wow, I would love to have a horse again." I started thinking about it and started getting excited about it, but I didn't do anything to put a footprint forward in it. And all of a sudden, horses are showing up, right? I got a random email from some woman in England that I don't know. Linda doesn't know. Her daughter doesn't know. Nobody knows this person in England. Never solicited them, but they are a horse trainer and have a riding facility and teach horsemanship. And I got this letter inviting me to their program. And I was like, how's that even possible? Like, how's that even possible? But here's the thing, right? If I stay focused on how is that possible, I'm missing the point of it. Because the point of it is not the anomaly of it, that being from England, right? Because definitely England is in my field. So why not? Why can't it come from there? The point of it is, I'm manifesting it. The energies are so fast right now. So fast. Whatever you're asking for, conscious or unconscious, it's coming. You're going to get it. So the bigger part of that was my push to get excited about horses, right? Get excited about the horses. Get excited. It's coming. My job is to not worry about how, when, where, why, right? Just let it show up. Let it show up. If it's meant to be, it's gonna be, right? That's my only job. Because if I get caught up in it, where am I operating from? I'm not operating from my heart. I'm operating from my head. So we don't want to operate from the head. We want to be in the heart space. We want to be in that heart center space for whatever it is that we're going to manifest, right? Now, if I know I'm going to be driving down to Florida, if I start to worry about how the traffic is going to be, how's Bella going to be, am I going to get there, is it going to be okay, blah, 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 I'm manifesting all of that. But if I perceive that everything is going to be easy peasy, it's not going to be a problem, it's going to be so much fun, I can't wait to go on this adventure, blah, blah, blah. I don't know who I'm going to meet and all the experiences I'm going to have on the way and all of that, then I'm in the heart space because now I'm creating the excitement that's going to bring in whatever it is that I'm wanting to manifest in. So,
I feel a little confused lately, and maybe it's because the energies are so high, because I absolutely love formulating. And yet I feel like there's going to be more coming into my reality, and things haven't gone like easily, shall we say, for formulating. And so I'm like, well, do I keep my heart in formulating? Do I just keep open to all possibilities? Anyway, I feel confused.
It's all timelines. It makes perfect sense. But here's the thing. I was just having this conversation the other day. So what if the formulations class that got you excited was just an activation needed in that moment? What if it was a catalyst for new codes coming in, different codes coming in, a new awareness that you were able to achieve, new levels of excitement that you were able to receive within yourself? What if that's all that was? I'm not saying it is, but what, let's play for a second.
I can't imagine not formulating, like
Okay,
formulating.
I could feel the
Like,
resistance. Yeah,
yeah.
I could feel the resistance. Close your eyes. Okay, I want you to drop into your heart.
Like, it makes me really sad to think about not formulating. Like, I absolutely love it.
Cry. Yeah, cry. There's something. Yeah, you need to cry it. You need to cry it out. You're in resistance to what is taking place. Okay, just feel into it. Feel into it. Okay. Feel into the letting go part of it. Okay. And now I want you to really sit in this. This is a timeline. The formulating is a timeline. Can you feel that?
It feels so sad.
Yeah, I know it does. Put your hand down, relax. Put it, take it away from your face. Put it on your heart or in your lap. And just relax and let yourself feel sad. Okay. What does that sadness feel like?
It's grief. It's losing something I love.
Yeah, a part of you is feeling like a part of you is dying, right? It feels like you're letting go. There's a lot of emotion towards our authenticity. When this happens, who am I? I thought I was a formulator. I thought I was going to do this. I thought I was going to do that. But that's all part of the ego, right? And so just let yourself feel this. Just breathe. I want you to breathe through this, right? Because you're actually going through a template wipe. And in order for you to attain your next level, you have to make peace with the grief that you're feeling. It's like a death. A part of you is dying to be rebirthed again. And it's coming through the formulating. Okay, can you breathe that in? Just breathe that in. Okay, so anybody that's listening to this call or on this call, this is what a template wipe feels like. It feels like a part of us is dying. There's a feeling of Fasu of not wanting to formulate, but formulation feels like it's who she is, it's in her being, it's what she loves to do, but yet there's a part of her that doesn't want to do it and doesn't feel the attachment to it, but then there's another part of her that does, right? This is the template wipe. Okay. And it can be really, really hard. It can be very hard. Now, I will tell you that when I was back in the Medford house somewhere in 2021, I put herbal medicine to the side and really wasn't practicing herbal medicine for a number of years. And now all of a sudden it has re-entered my life again in a big way. And I'm feeling very called to herbal medicine. But I also know that if for some reason I get down to Florida and that longing to do herbal medicine changes again, and I'm not feeling the call to do herbal medicine, it's because I am in the movement of a template wipe, which feels like we're jumping double Dutch jump rope. And we've talked about this 1,000 times in other classes, right? So The biggest thing that you could do for yourself, Sue, and anybody listening that might be going through this themselves, the biggest thing that you could do for yourself is to cry and release any resistance towards the letting go process, because there's something else that is wanting to come through, but it can't, because it's being blocked by our inability to let go.
I feel like I don't want to stop doing my business temporarily for the move. I feel like I'm in resistance to moving because I know I'll
She's frozen. Everybody else is here. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to just give her a minute or two to come back. Yeah, probably because she's in such a state of resistance to this that she's feeling this way. But when we have a template wipe, there she is. You just came back in. Can you hear us, Sue?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that resistance is creating this this energy for you. And you know, I get where you are, right? I had to pack all my art supplies away. And that was the first room that I started with because I knew it was going to be the hardest. So I started packing all my art supplies, and then I packed my herbs, and then I packed my other stuff. And so for like the better part of almost 2 months, I haven't had access to much of my stuff, you know, except for drawing, my drawing stuff. But it's very emotional. But at the same time, it's in its perfection and has great purpose because it's as if we're receiving a timeout, right? You're receiving a timeout from the hat that you wear as an herbalist, from the role that you play as an herbalist. And what if that role has become too saturated with human conditions and thoughts and perspectives and everything else, and you need to take a break, you need to break up from that persona because there's something that's been wanting to come through for you that's going to be more magical, even more magical, but you can't bring it through because you're holding on so tightly to the formulation. And all the universe is saying is just let go a little bit. Just let go a little bit. Just let go so that you can bring this new aspect of yourself, this higher aligned version of yourself through. But in order to do that, you have to make space. You have to give space.
What's coming through right now is to start packing up all of those things and just say, I'm putting a hold on it. That's what's coming through.
Yeah, because what's happened with you is that you have become the identity of the formulation process. You see what I'm saying? So you're trying to go through a template wipe, right? You're trying to go through an upgrade. You're trying to And your timeline is trying to shift into the highest perspective, into the highest potential timeline. But if your human conditions are in the way, that higher level shift is not going to happen because the human condition is stopping it.
Thanks, Maria.
You're welcome. Yeah, I know this is a rough one. I'm going through it myself, but it's going to be great. And then you're going to come out on the other side. And you're going to be like, oh, why was I in such resistance to this, right? But it's going to free your headspace up so that you can play in other aspects of your universe while you're taking a break from being the formulator. Do you see what I'm saying? And you can bring in new downloads and evolve consciousness, which sometimes we cannot do when we're too restrictive. Okay? So I honor you for that. That's a very hard place to be when you have to just allow yourself to be in flow with what is. Very hard. So good that you're able to do that. Yeah. Very good. Anybody have anything that they want to work through? Anything that you need to suss out? Rob's laughing. He's like, how much time you have? This is how it goes, guys. I mean, we're talking big stuff here because we're having these monumental shifts. When the universe gives us a timeout and it has us, sitting in place. Yeah. I know, Rob. I know. Why do you think you're here and we're talking about this? And, Sue brought it up because consciously or unconsciously, it's what's in the collective field right now here within the community that needs to be discussed. The universe gives us a timeout when we're in need of a timeout. That's just how it works. It's like, hey, you need a timeout. You're paying too much attention to this and not enough attention to that, and just take this time out and really take a look at your life, right? Like we have to really see with greater clarity. It's as I said at the beginning of this talk, I'm looking at all the stuff that I've accumulated over my life that I'm taking, and I'm like, I'm hearing, for those of you who know him, George Carlin in my head being like, you just take your stuff from one place and then you unpack your stuff, and then when you have to move, you just pack up your stuff again, but you just keep moving your stuff, and you get a bigger house so that you could buy more stuff and put more stuff in it. And I was like, no, I downsized coming here from Medford. I mean, this is a bigger house, but I've been giving away stuff for the last 2 years, right? I mean, I've sent people art supplies who needed art supplies. And yeah, anybody that said, hey, I wish I had the art supplies to do it. I'm like, yes, I'm your girl. I'm going to send them to you. I don't want any money, or I'm going to send you whatever you need, right? And whatever it is, weights, what, it doesn't matter, right? And so, yeah, I mean, that's how it works, right? I've become very detached from anything that I have, right? I'm just not attached to it. And we learn that when we create space, we open the pathway for something new to come in, we can evolve ourselves. Because in that moment that we're having that time out, for whatever reason we're having the time out, it gives us an opportunity to look at everything else with great clarity, right? So it's a beautiful thing, in essence. It just sometimes we get stuck in our head, and then we're thinking, oh, it should be this way, or it should be that way, or yeah, but that's not the truth, right? That's somebody else's truth that we keep thinking has to be our truth, but it's not. So when we have a time out, we have to sit and we have to really feel into what is taking place, I haven't felt like doing herbal medicine the last couple of years. I let it go. I was like, okay, whatever's happening is happening. And then all of a sudden, something got activated in my consciousness this last month. And it's like, yes, you're doing herbal medicine again. Let's get on the ball. Let's get going. Let's this, let's that, And then Joe said to me 2 weeks ago, when I talked to him, he said to me, he's like, oh yeah, he said, this area down here is very, very spiritual area. He said, is the area where I had a Reiki session with this one girl that just like blew the doors off and I started crying. Everything was pouring out. He said, so it's very spiritual. He's like, I deal with one person who makes tallow balm and somebody else who makes this. He goes, I barter and trade with everybody. And I thought, oh, this is why I'm getting back into herbal medicine again, because it's going to be a good community for trading, you know. But I would not have thought that, you know, because I wasn't focusing on it. I was just in the letting go process. I'm like, all right, so herbal medicine, I'm not going to be seeing anybody for herbal medicine, treating anybody with herbal medicine, but now it's all starting to come back and people are popping up now asking me for, you know, hey, I need this. Do you think herbs would help me? Should I do a session with you and maybe you could recommend something? And I'm like, oh, look at that. How all of a sudden it's really just coming online, right? So if we get in our own way and we're stuck, it's because we're in ego. So when you're having a moment and you can't let go because you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling angry, you're feeling resentful, whatever it is that you're feeling, stop yourself and just say, hey, it's okay. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. There's nothing wrong. It's just this that I'm going through. I'm feeling emotional to what is, but I'm going to be okay, right? And I just need to have a take a time out. Rob, you're having trouble with just being or being okay with what is?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with it's hard to explain it. I got some news from the doctors, and I'm having a really hard time to not manifest what it could be and to
Okay.
not go down that rabbit hole because it's one of my biggest fears
Oh,
that
which is why it's coming up. It's
it's
coming up
huge.
healed and resolved.
It has to do with I've mentioned years ago my dad had the stroke or the brain bleed, I should say.
Okay.
And then last 2 years ago, it happened with my grandson.
Okay.
And now they found something, well, in the CAT scan and they or the MRI. And I got to go to the doctors. And I'm trying not to let myself go down that rabbit hole. But that was like the worst thing I ever feared was for that to happen to me or
Okay.
have a scenario. And it's just the mind just keeps, well, what if? What if you drop dead right now? What if you have an aneurysm? And it's constant chatter all day long. It just
Oh.
it won't stop, but I try to reason with it, and like just blow it off a little, but I'm having a hard time with it.
Okay, so it's a timeline from a past life that you haven't resolved within yourself. And so you watched your father go through it and your grandson to go through it so that you know that it is survivable because in another timeline you passed away from it. So you've given, so you, this is a big one. So you've given yourself, it's very interesting because this is about, this is, how old are you?
50, just turned.
You just turned 50. Usually around 50 is when you get your. So it's usually between 50, 55, around there somewhere when you have one of your checkout points come up, right? Which is was the car accident, because you could have gotten that car accident, right? So you're trying to resolve the timeline from a past timeline where you died from the aneurysm because it wasn't detected, it wasn't found, or anything like that, right? And so, and if you have to close your eyes for this, close your eyes so you could take it in. So what I'm understanding is that this incident brought it up for you, right? And the only way that you could do it, because you weren't doing it any other way, would be to get hit by this car so that you could have the opportunity to create this anomaly in your head, right? It's like when I had the cyst and I had created that again, but I didn't create cancer a second time. And then I had to live with the cyst until I could heal it for myself because surgery was not an option. Right. And I knew, here's the big one, I knew I was not going to die from it. Can you know you're not going to die from it?
That's what I'm having trouble with.
Okay, well,
I can, but
that's where your
it's
work is.
frustrating.
So what they're showing me is what I'm seeing is that you came back in and your father said, well, he'll hold one aspect, and if you don't clear that from your field, then somebody else is gonna have to show up. So you sole contracted, your grandson was like, yeah, it's a piece of cake, no problem, easy peasy. I'll survive it, so I'm gonna go through it. And this way it can terrify you enough that you can heal that timeline so that you don't have to go through it, right? Now, I am just gonna tell you what I'm seeing. I'm not telling you not to go to the doctors, I'm not telling you any of that. It's not giving you medical advice, right? But I'm not seeing a timeline where you are going to die. Not now. Okay. I'm not seeing that timeline. And so, what your work is right now from this, because you are clearing a timeline that's very old. This is an old timeline. Like when I look at the timeline from this, it feels like, it was like, I don't know. I don't know if it was when did they come out with cars? Like, when were women in those very corseted dress with the parasol umbrellas? Does anybody know what
That's
year?
like late 1800s,
1800s? Okay.
1900.
So I feel like it's back that time period. Okay. And I feel like it's back that time period. And I feel like it was an incident in the same way because the first thing when you said that you haven't resolved it, they do show me that there was an incident with you from back in that time period, very, very, very long ago that you've been carrying trying to resolve this. But I don't feel a checkout, an exit point for you, okay? Not that you can't create that, and I want to be clear
That's
about
that's what I'm worried about
that. Not
because
that you can't create that, okay?
I'm literally surrounded by it everywhere. Even the
Okay.
girlfriend and her mom having it, and it's
Yeah.
a lot.
Well, why do you think you're creating this so that you can heal and you can be?
Okay.
So my suggestion to you would be every time that thought comes up, you're gonna have to be very present. Hold on one second. Might be somebody at the door. You're gonna have to be very present, to not create that thought in your mind again, right? Very present to not create the idea of it. So you're gonna have to really pay attention to your thoughts so that the minute you have a thought that says, I'm going to have an aneurysm, oh my God, you immediately say, I do not consent to having an aneurysm. I know that whatever this is that's taking place in my head, hold on, somebody is knocking on my door. It could be generational. It does not feel like it's generational. It feels like it's a timeline that he's trying to clear. I mean, if it was a generational imprint, I would say it's a generational imprint. But even when his grandson has it, it does not feel like a generational imprint. It feels like this is a timeline that's needing to be healed. And, this is the opportunity for all of us as we're going through a monumental timeline change. Timelines are splitting in March. Like, this is a big shot. So I'm just going to say this. I didn't hear the conversation because somebody knocked on the door about there's a sprinkler on the one side of the lawn that's on all of a sudden, mysteriously. But if we don't start to take responsibility for our own healing, we're going to find it really hard to do that going forward because we're constantly going to be projecting to something else. Do you understand? Irregardless of what else it could be, we have to be the ones to take the healing in and start to heal our bodies. So it doesn't matter where it's coming from, right? Well, you could say somebody else will talk to Rob and tell Rob, hey, you have an entity attachment, right? There's an entity attached to you that's creating this anomaly because that's their belief system. So, we could use it, the idea of being a generational imprint, but how about we just soul contracted for the purpose that Rob hasn't cleared it in any of the timelines. And now this is the year he chose to do all of his work in this year. Right, he came back this year. He's a Capricorn. He's in that big Capricorn energy that just cleared the last 16 years of his life. I almost said 16,000 because that's how it feels for me too, is like a Cancer. But how about we don't think that way? How about we stop looking at things from that perspective? How about we stop sourcing outside of ourselves, needing somebody else's opinion, and start looking at it and saying, how can I manage my thoughts? How can I do a better job bringing myself back into the present state of being? Right? I know I'm being really tough right now. I do. I know this sounds really tough, but I'm not going to sugarcoat this shit for anybody. I'm not. And you have a choice. You're either taking your responsibility into your own hands and you're creating healing for yourself. Okay? I mean, you're talking to somebody who's had cancer twice. I had a Bartholin cyst, right? I've like had so many different anomalies. I shouldn't be able to walk because I had an impinged knee from a massage therapist who hyperflexed it, right? I have a torn meniscus and ACL and everything on my left knee from a basketball injury. But yet here I am. I'm flowing through life with grace and ease because I'm not playing into any of it. I'm not tying into any of it because the body is capable of doing the most miraculous. But if we keep giving our power over to other things and we're not standing in our power, you know what? The soul is going to get very tired of you and take you out of here. Right? I have a client whose mother is creating that pathway right now because the soul is just tired. It's tired of the person being in victim consciousness all the time. The soul doesn't want to exist in a body that's not being cared for or taken care of or managed, or the emotions being managed. Right? So this, we have to start taking responsibility. We can't say, oh, I can't control my thoughts, or oh, I can't control what's happening to me. Yeah, we control all of it. We manage all of it. If you're having an upgrade, get in bed. Get in bed, close down, call out, whatever you got to do, get in bed. Right? Nurture. Nurture, soothe, take care of yourself. Whatever you have to do. Don't go to the doctor looking for a pill or the medicine. That's the matrix. That's the game you're playing against. That's not going to help you. We need to be on a higher trajectory. You know what? I have a bump on my head right up here, right? It's a little bump. Could be a cyst, it could be something like I don't know. Did I go to the doctor for it? No. Am I going to create a tumor, some kind of tumor in my brain or something? No. I'm like, my head is doing something weird. It's doing something strange. It's doing something, oh, miraculous. It's doing something miraculous. I must be expanding consciousness in some way, shape, or form. And then there are times when I'm going through these extremes that I rub it and it feels like it got a little bigger. And then I go through these extremes again and then it gets a little bit smaller. Right? Diana's saying she has the same thing. She has two, right? I know the crown is, see the light body activating, right? Crown is literally separating, pulling apart. The corpus callosum, which is in the center, is really merging the two halves of the brain. Everything is coming back into balance. Okay. But if I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I have a brain tumor. I'm going to check out from a brain tumor because the soul is going to be like, oh, I can't. I just can't anymore. I can't. When are we going to wake up? Right? The soul gets mad. And some of you might even feel like you're being pushed, like you're being pushed through the eye of a needle. Like it's like, come on, come on, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Right? That's because your soul is wanting you to do something more, something like we need to go, we need to do this. It has to go now. Right? Because humans are like, yeah, I've got all the time in the world. I'm just gonna, I'm just gonna hang out and that, right? We can't do that. So Rob, my best advice to you is let go of all the diagnosis or anything. Go to the doctor, get your diagnosis. But then when you get the diagnosis, even when I had the diagnosis for the Bartholin, when I had the diagnosis for cancer, I knew it was cancer. I went there and I said, it's cancer, right? Well, no, it could be this, it could be that, it could be warts, it could be anything. I was like, no, I'll take cancer for 1,000, Alex, because I know my soul knows how to heal that. And any other answer was not acceptable to me because guess what? Your soul already knows how to heal it. Right? But if you're playing small and you're not standing in your power and you keep giving your power away, and I'm not talking just to you, Rob, I'm talking to everybody. If everybody gives their power away, then at the end of the day, what is going to be happening at the end of the day? Right? So this is where you have to manage your thoughts. You have to say, okay, my thoughts are in the toilet. I keep thinking it's going to be this, it's going to be that. But what if it's ascension? What if I'm on an ascension trajectory and the doctors don't understand that it's nothing? It's just my brain restructuring itself because I took a bump on the head. And now it activated something else, and I'm growing a new cerebral cortex, and the doctors don't know that because they're not working their ascension.
It's funny you say that, because what they found is an offshoot of the artery that's growing. And they think it's an aneurysm, but it's like an off, it's like a new, it's like what my grandson had when it was growing the new vessels. It's like that.
Yeah.
But
So why do we want to make it something bad?
I don't,
Why do
I
we want
just, my mind was being, I was dropping back down again and getting stuck in the mind.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's
Thanks for the
something.
tough love. Sometimes I need it.
Well, sometimes we all need it, you know.
Yeah. So I've been great with the accent and everything. I'm going back to work Monday. I'm
Okay,
off the
good.
crutches.
Oh, good. Very
I've
good.
been fighting everybody about, oh, no, take it easy. Oh, no, don't. No. I finally got the weight bench out of my truck last night.
Oh,
It's
good,
been in
good.
there since I picked it up.
Good, good, good.
But I refuse to listen to, I mean, not totally refuse, but I refuse to be held back. Everyone's telling me to take it slow, and I don't want to take it slow. I don't want to waste time. Nice
Yeah.
break, but I want to get past it now. I'm already packing the paperwork up. I'm already clearing everything out and just getting rid of it because I don't want to stay there.
That's how you got to do it. You got to do
Yeah,
it.
that was just the worst fear of mine. That was something that I was ignoring, that I was supposed to get checked out for anyways. But even to get checked out or not, I was like, I don't want to.
You know what? Go get it checked out if it gives you peace of mind, but start seeing
Yeah.
it as like, ascension. I needed the bang on the head because it activated some kind of new form of consciousness that's evolving, right? And then just be like, sending it love, being like, okay, now I got to pay attention more because the higher consciousness is calling me to it. Now I
I
got to
hear
pay
that.
attention a little more. The higher consciousness is calling me. Maybe my galactic aspect activated. Maybe my angelic aspect activated.
I will say that from the accident where I am right now, I'm not that Rob that got hit by the car anymore.
Yeah, of course.
Something shifted massively.
Of course, you needed that in
Yeah.
order to get out of where you were. You needed that. Everything has great purpose, even what is unwanted has great, great purpose.
I definitely, I'm seeing it
Okay,
so far.
has great purpose. So I mean, you need to just start really amplifying the positive self-talk and I'm a magical being and I'm the creator of my universe and I do not consent to any kind of a brain anomaly that's going to take me off the planet. I have work to do. Every time the old program runs, I go, who's going to be old? I'm going to be 144 years old. Right? And
That's what
then
I say when I turn 50.
I'll see somebody who's 82 and they can barely function and they're 82. I'm like, that's never going to be me, not at 82 years old. Nope. I
I
might be
hear
44 looking like I can't really do too much except sit in this chair and talk to you. But that's never going to be me, right? We're taking control of the aging program. Right now, I'm at 144. I might go to 188, and then who knows, right? If the soul has the plan, the soul has the plan. But if you're amplifying the soul and the state of being, then the soul is going to be very happy to stick around for a little while longer.
good. I want another 50 years at least.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Diana's saying she can't. Yes, she's at work. I wish I could clear. Wait, why is this not? Okay. I thank cancer for coming into my life. It helped me learn how to heal myself. I healed thyroid cancer a second time showing up by myself. I refused treatment. My doctors are baffled. Not only did I heal, my thyroid grew back. Yeah. Listen, that's unbelievable. I love it. If you do not start claiming health and healing, you're not going to be able to survive this year. It's going to be heavy. These frequencies are going to be heavy. If you're playing the victim game, you got to stop. You got to stop and claim your sovereignty. Your body knows your trajectory is upward path, but your human gets in the way. Our human gets in the way and it stops us in every moment. Okay? We got to do better. We got to do better. I got to do better. You got to do better. We all got to do better and claim ourselves as a brilliant manifester of healing and everything higher level. We have to. Because what's going to take us off the planet is the negative thoughts. Okay. Rob is saying his thyroid came up too. So, yeah, it's all validation, right? Anybody that's struggling with anything, you're seeing it's all the validation of what is, right? We are conscious beings having a conscious experience within ourselves. But if we go unconscious, the body becomes susceptible to pain and suffering. It's a choice we make. Don't make the choice to suffer. Make the choice to see your body as a vehicle that can heal itself. It doesn't need anything else. It doesn't need anything else. When we have pain in our joints, it's because we're in resistance to something. Okay, we have to start taking responsibility. We have to start paying attention to our thoughts, to what we're allowing in our reality. Bottom line. Okay. All right, I think we're gonna end it here because I have a 3 o'clock. So this one, yeah, a little off. Oh, around and about than where I thought we were going, but I think sometimes, it's what's needed. So, if you find yourself struggling, listen to this recording a couple times over to get yourself back on track again. Because it's us, it's all us. Nobody's coming to save you. Doctors, that timeline has to collapse fully before we get on board with any kind of good medical care in this world. So, don't be looking to doctors to save you. You need to do that for you. You need to look at yourself like the miraculous. Your body can do anything you need it to do. All right. All righty, guys, we're going to end it here. I will probably not be in touch. I'm going to create a new schedule for March, and then we'll be back in the flow as soon as I settle in. So, not next week, but the week after. Okay. But if you get caught up with something or you get stuck, I am here. All right. Just message me or email me or something. All right. All right. Stay the course. No bad
Bye,
self-doubt.
everybody. Love you.
Positive
Thank you.
everything.
Thanks,
All right.
everybody.
Love you guys. All righty.
Love
Bye.
you too.
Bye.
Bye.